Agit Nemoyed, Agit Yontev, Agit Voch to everyone. Eibishter should help us that we should be able to absorb and appreciate and take the mitzvah v'samachta b'chageichu, and it should begleit us for the duration of the year. We should be zoiche to true simcha, a simcha that comes from simcha shel mitzvah. This coming Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Chufay Tishrei, is the Yud Sadvid, the Sangirian Shel Yisruel, the Heilige Baditcheve, Rabbeinu Levi Yitzchak ben Suris Shosha, and his father's name was Maya. The Heilige Baditcheve was born in Tufkif, 1740. It is Nestalige von Chufay Tishrei, Tufkif Ayin, 1810. When he was a young buche, he got married, and his shver lived in Lubertov. He was the roof there, and that is where the Heilige Baditcheve got acquainted with the Chavraya that lived in that area, the Heilige Primagudim, the Balmachaba of Seife Bas Aini, the Rebbe Psuchabe of Zlotshev, and other Gedoyli Yisruel. They were mired on the Heilige Baditcheve, that by the age of 17, he was Buki B'shas Eposkim at the tip of his finger. At that age is when he met his Rebbe, who was his Rabbi Mivik for life, the Heilige Rebbe Reb Shmelke of Nikolsburg, who was then Reuven Richwald. It was before he went to Nikolsburg. And just interesting to note that there is a letter that the Heilige Rebbe Reb Shmelke writes some Heilige Baditcheve, and he writes, Talmidi Benigle Emoiri Benister. And then there is a letter that the Heilige Baditcheve writes, Pinkt Faket, he writes in reverse, but not Faket, he writes reverse to his Rebbe the same thing. Moiri Benigle et Talmidi Benister. The Rebbe Reb Shmelke in Tufkif Chuf Aleph, 1761, left to Shinyeva. And he asked at that point the Heilige Baditcheve, who was all of 21 years old, to become the Reuven Richwald. But Lamasa, the Heilige Baditcheve had redifus, because the Rebbe Reb Shmelke took the Baditcheve to Mezrit Shemagid, and he became a chusid, somatim geroidift. And the Rebbe Luzer, the Zim from the Neumel Meilech, writes about this in the Mechtuvim, the redifus that the Heilige Baditcheve suffered. From there he went to Pinsk, from there to Zelichov, and in 1785, Tufkif Memhai, he came to Baditcheve, and he was there for 25 years. As we said before, the Heilige Baditcheve was known as a Gun Adar. He wrote a Chibur on Shas that was lost. In Zerzaide, the Heilige Ramotel on a Stipler had a Chibur on Masechtes Ksibus from the Baditcheve. And it was ready to go to print. That means it was Megia, it was set, it was formatted. And later he had a Sreif in his house, and all that got burnt. And the Heilige Arne Stipler, B'chias Neruus, when he was maspid, his father, he did three espaidim in one. One on his father, the Rebbe Michele from Kirme, his uncle, the Rebbe Duvidel Tolne, and on the Chibur of Masechtes Ksibus. On the Chibur of Masechtes Ksibus, he cried more than on the other two, and he said that it's a Avaidish Aine Chazeres. The Talmidim from the Heilige Baditcheve, some of them were the Heilige Koshnitz Magid, the Das Kedoshim from Bechuch, Reb Aaron Zhitome. He had thousands and thousands of Chassidim and Talmidim. We all know that the Heilige Baditcheve was the Sangirian Shel Yisruel. And the same way the Mishnah tells us, Atche Bechevren, Tzadikim would say, Baditcheve and the Heilige take, push it to be Ma'oire Rachma Shemayim, because he was a Meilitz Yosha and Klal Yisrael. The Heilige Rishana, from Rosh Hashanah to Lefter Simchas Torah, would constantly be telling stories from the Heilige and Baditcheve, because that was Ma'oire Rachma and Klal Yisrael. So it's Dua Kabula, that the Heilige B'Shem HaKudosh was sitting in Mezhebish with the Chavraya Kedisha. And this was the day that the Heilige Baditcheve was born, and the Baal Shem HaKudosh geheißen, Mezol Shtelen Lechayim Leikichem Bronfen. And the Chavrai asked Rebbe why. So he said, today is a Simcha Gedoyle, because a Heilige Neshuma just came down, and he is going to be a Meilitz Yoshe for Klal Yisruel, and he is going to be Mahapach, the Gezairis and the Dinim L'Rachman V'L'Rutzen. It says, Yediyah, that the Heilige Baditcheve once came into Sliches. The Olam was waiting and it was late and he came into Slichus and he came in with a huge bottle of whiskey that was empty. And it's a gestell zugen Slichus and he put the bottle on the Umid. Davent Slichus was with a Moedike Soros. After Slichus, the Olam wanted to know, Rebbe, what's this bottle? He said, this bottle is as follows. I went to the marketplace and I bought really good mashke. He says, and then I went to a few Yidin, I woke them up. I'm Davda Gain to Slichus, Sunday morning for Turks. And I said, Yankel, have some good mashke. And he said, no, Rebbe, Negelvas, Slichus. I went from one to another. Then I knocked on a guy's house, the first guy, before he was able to rub his eyes down the whole bottle, and he was out cold on the floor like a drunk. So I said, Bashefa, look, Vusir, git folk the host. The Heilige Baditsheva once said, Bashefa, we say in the Sanatoikiv, Kame Yavre and the Kame Yibrayan, Mi Yichye Mi Yumis. Bashefa, the Goyim Kame Yavrin, how many Avaidas do they do? Kame Yibrayan, how many Mamzayim do they have? And Barosh Hashuna, you Kusayivin, and Yom Tzim Kippah, Yechasayimim. They don't hold Yorosh Hashuna and Yom Kippah Heilig. They write and they sign papers and notes. Rosh Hashuna Yom Kippah, Fregich Dich Bashefa, Mi Yechye Mi Yumas. Who should be the one who should live? Who should be the one that should pass away? The Goyim's on the Starben, the Yiddish Kinder's on Leben. He once said before Tkiyas Shoifer, the Torah says, Yom Triya Yilachem. He said, Bashefa, you told us one Tiryu, and what do? We blow 100 koilas, and tens of thousands of Yidin blow 100 koilas, and we're doing this for hundreds and a few thousand years. You know what I'm asking you, Bashefa? Come on, we've blown so much for you. You just blow one tekiah. Tekah b'shoyfe gudel l'chay resayni. It was once before Tkiya Shoifer, in the Heilige Baditsheva was giving a drusha and he was being Malamat Chis and Klal Yisrael, and only the Heilige Baditsheva could have the I don't know if I want to say the chitzbah or the kedisha to say Azazach. He said, Bashefa, I'm asking you to be moichel the mitzvahs, the avaydas from Klal Yisrael. He says, you want to know why? Because if you're not going to be moichel the avaydas, I am going to disclose to everyone that your tefillin is pusl. He said, tefillin demur alma maksiv by mi ka'amchu Yisrael goy echod. If you do not be moichel the avaydas, then they're not the only nation. They're like any other nation that's full of avaydas. So your tefillin alma pusl werden. And the Heilige Rishina, Hashanah Rabbah once said, Hashanah Laman Pa'ayrach, he touched, Pa'ayrach is the Eibishter's tefillin on this Heilige Baditsheva's word. Bashefa, you have to be Moichel da Avaydas, otherwise we are going to disclose that your tefillin are pusl. The Heilige Choisef and Leblin, for 15 years, he set aside 1 hour a day to thank the Eibishter that he sent down an Ashumah like the Heilige Baditsheva. This was in 1804 in Tufkif Samach Dalet. The Heilige Baditschew is Einikel, had Chassene gehabt mit an Einikel von einem Heiligen Balatanje, and the Chassene was in Zlaben. And the Heilige Balatanje said that Yediyah the commandment then on Kaitzet Meragdem. And when he ended off, he said as follows, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Deruchov. In Himmel, the Tzadik Hashem Bechol Deruchov is Kaviyuchel. On this world, the Tzaddik Hashem is the Heilige Baditsheva. That's peiladika. It's shreklicher ride. In a kedishadika way, sechaptat sitte to compare the Heilige Baditsheva. But the Heilige Balatanya said that at that point, his Rebbe, the Rebbe of Shmelka of Nikolsburg, said that the Heilige Baditsheva never spoke siches chiln. And he said the same way, like Chazal tell us on Rav, that everything that he said was really Kedisha, but it was disguised, so too the Heilige Baditsheva. The Heilige Reb Shiela from Belze said from his father, from Sar Shulam, when the Baditsheva had gelined, Vashem Pukadesu, Vububiru, and Rosh Hashanah, Pukad is 184 Akudas, when Nifkadi just from his lining, Vashem Pukadesu. We know that the Hislavus for mitzvah of Heiligen Baditsheva was Ein L'Shar. And it's told over that he was up a whole night, sickest in the sickest, standing by the window waiting for the crack of dawn. Venelach shen kenen, benchen esring and lilev. And when the crack of dawn came, the Heilige Bedichim with the Zas Lavis went over to take lilev and esrig, but his esrig was in a crystal case and he didn't chap, and he put his hand straight through, cut his hand that zich nish gechapt, in a zoya ter arozgenim in the esrig and magabenched esrig. The Heilige Bedichim, as we said, was nostalgic Chuf Hay Tishre, but it was Motzei Yom Kippur of that year. And the Heilige Baditshev, after L'chaim, he said, Raboisai, ha yoim moli yumai v'shnoisai. Today is the day that I'm supposed to pass on from this world. He was gezint, he was healthy. He says, but I'm begging the Eibush to this. Two mitzvahs coming, mitzvah sik and aladminim, bashefa, give me another few days. I should be able to be mekayim these mitzvahs. And Tzadik Goyza Kudish Baruchim Mekayim, and Eibishter answered, because the Eibishter had such a nachas riach of having this Tzadik of Dein Welt, and the Heilige Baditshava Gepravet Yenesike is something out of the ordinary, La'ayla La'ayla, and Isri Chagigat Sik, and Chufay Tishre is an Estala geworden. The Heilige Tzadik Lev Yitzchak Masura Sosha is a Sangirian for Klal Yisrael Ad Hayoim. There's stories and stories. The time doesn't allow it now. I had personal stories in Heilig and Baditsche, we did Magazine, Bechish, the Tfilas, and the Skabel geworden. The Eibush is Lhelfen, Zechisoi, Yugen Elayni, and we should be Zoiche, like what the Heilig and Baditsche once said, Usa da Kudish Baruch Hilas, es Mucha le Tzadikim, vi Yoshev Benayim. The Eibush is going to ask Mechila of the Tzadikim, because he put them through so much pain, so much agony of having to listen to Yiddish Tzuras, and we should be Zoiche.